Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey, okay.
Hi, hello, who do we have? Hello, Florian speaking.
Du Boss, Hangout.
Hello, everybody.
And okay. So Norbert sent regrets. He's traveling.
Simon, this is
Simon, I
Simon.
think, was traveling as well.
And Osvaldo as well, he just mailed.
Oh, okay.
And I think Andreas is also probably not joining, so that means we should be reasonably complete.
Björn for Osvaldo.
We're going to start then, Marina? Or we're going to work out the
Okay.
representation. So, Bjorn, who are you representing?
Hello.
Fine, perfect.
Should be Simon, I think, first in line, or
Simon, correct.
If someone can remember the order, it's very important, you know. To, well, anyhow, perfect. So why don't we move on? Are we all
The first item for the public agenda is the quarterly report from the board member.
why don't we do a great chunk of that here then, to accelerate things?
We can start from Michael and Thorsten with the employees.
Employees, so ongoing work to improve contracts, I guess.
Yeah. Otherwise, no problems, no terrible things happening there. team's growing, so good news, I suppose.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, so the QA guy is being talked to by Jan Iverson to try and see how best to deal with him. And my hope is that we can make progress there. Florin, you probably know more about it than any of us. So what's the story with QA?
So no news since Thursday, and maybe a topic for the private call then, as we are in the public room. So okay, for the public, ongoing work, and hope to have that settled down soon.
That was painless. What's next? Infrastructure. We don't have either Andreas or Norbert, so we can pump that. QA, how are things going, Marina?
From QA, I can add that the internship with the students in Studio Start is end, and they working at the just a moment, I can share a link. They work in particular with main merge and with the property tab under file property. Just a second.
I'm afraid Google Chat doesn't have very good link sharing. Oh, yeah, there you go, into the etherpad. So they're filing bugs, are they? Or they're checking to see whether bugs have regressed, or...?
No. They file some bugs, and from the link you can see all the bugs reported or commented by the students. They started, obviously, commented some open bugs, and after 2 days of activities, they try to report something new, in particular with mail merge. They have done a great work destroying mail merge.
And are they triaging existing bug reports, Marina, which is often quite a big chunk of the work, or not?
Some report was related to crash, so this kind of report, as usual, are important. For other bugs, they commented some old reports. I share with some list of bugs shared by Beluga. I can't remember the new nickname.
Beluga, yeah, fair enough. But so they're going and confirming bugs, you know, changing them from unconfirmed to new or need info,
yes,
are they?
Yes.
Cool.
The internship is ended, but I think that after the holiday, they... I hope that they want to contribute again, in particular to translation and to QA area. Finger crossed. Okay. And from QA, I can imagine that obviously you know the weekly bug summary, so you have the statistics of the report. I think that we can
That's actually quite interesting, because the weekly bug summary, the regression bugs are going down, so declining, they're back to where they were September last year.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, it seems like the new info or unconfirmed bugs are not rising. So it's not like we are missing creating a backlog of non-QA stuff, at least the last time I looked.
Yep. Which is encouraging in some ways. I think it's gone slightly up from 500 to 625 or whatever, or something like that, since, but that's over quite a long period, isn't it?
Yeah, but at least it's not like it's exploding in
right. Anyway, I'm encouraged to see low regression counts. Cool. What else? What's the next thing? Documentation. Or are you, have you finished Marina, or are you...
It's okay for me.
Kendi or Marina on documentation?
So from me, the exciting progress is on the help content. So Olivier keeps working on that and looking at how to do it in a way that more people can actually participate in that, which I think is important.
Okay. Anything from you, Marina, on help?
No, not from me. I worked with the students to the translation of the documentation, to the Italian translation. And as a local team, we work to
One more thing about documentation is that now the team has some regular meetings, which I think is a good thing as well.
Cool.
Okay.
But more structure
the participation there will increase, because so far it was the last time it was just two people, but hopefully it will snowball.
Okay. NLP is the last. Last time only two people. Yeah. I won't minute that on the good news front.
Yeah, please.
A meeting of two people. I like the one person meetings better. They're much more fun. Really.
But you know, you have to start somewhere. So.
You do. It's really no problem.
There was essentially nearly no team before. Then.
Yeah. Okay. NLP. How are we doing there? Do you have ICAT?
Yeah, we're first. I would say business as usual. So at least nothing I noticed it was something extraordinary or something. Can't say much more.
So what are the NLP projects actually doing? They're doing evangelism or something, are they? Or translation or all of the above? Marketing?
Well, I monitor, of course, the LTN end list only, so I'm not on any of the other NLP language lists, so I can't say anything about marketing activities they specifically do in their countries.
So. Fair enough. Anyone else on NLP, or should we move on? Certification? Who is in charge of certification?
Me, okay. All done, Simon, so me.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Well done, Marina.
No particular news for now. I would like to involve again the certification committee, in particular after the Open Source Conference in London, where there was an interesting reaction from the attendee of the conference. I think that we need to push again for promoting the certification, in particular certification for the developer area, because there are some migration that need of some customization, and obviously we can promote the list of the certified developer, and related to the migration activity, obviously there are also the migration protocol and the training protocol. So I think that we can obtain something interesting, in particular with large migration.
Okay.
So no news from particular news about apart from the open source conference in London.
Would it be possible to have some kind of campaign to promote the certification program? I mean, something like, you know, the thing we had with the stars, with what was it, the badge or something like that. I think, I mean, especially to do it now or in this period, before, you know, arriving to the conference, so that I guess in the at the conference there will be a session of certification, so it would be a good idea to promote a campaign and arrive to the conference with someone to certificate, isn't it? What do you think about?
I'm sure we can encourage Vitaly to market the certification program. I imagine he would quite like to. So why don't we just, you know, Florian, plan action, Florian, to encourage Vitaly to promote certification sessions or whatever at conference?
Yeah, actually, I had a call with Lothar Becker on Friday on certification and need to sum that up, but that was basically the same direction that we should organize for a meeting in Brno to talk about that.
Oh, as in, so Lothar wants to talk about it, but what does he want to say about it? Presumably there's going to be a certification session there anyway. I was just wondering whether we should promote the actual certification of people, as in come and get certified, come and get trained, that sort of thing.
Yes, there were even more. If I'd like to share one of the thoughts was to open why to have the mandatory limitation to TDF members. There were a couple of ideas to drive that forward, and one item would be a session at LiboCon in terms of certifying people. The other one would be meeting the certification committee to talk how to move that forward. So what I'm trying to say is that fits quite well in the plans I had anyway on my agenda.
Sounds great. It's all going on. And developer certification tools from Kendi, any news there? We had some more people certified, right?
Yes, I think this is ongoing. There's every quarter there's, I don't know, some 2-3 people at it. So I think it's just well within expectations with a growing ecosystem.
Yes. Which reminds me, I forget whether I don't think we bother to come and ask the board to rubber stamp those people anymore, do we? We just do it. Which seems quite good to me. Like the committee is balanced and neutral and whatever. So we just get on with it, right?
Yes. Like actually, it is usually Stefan who deals with these process things. So I don't recall like what is there, but he's the man who sent the mail like would you like to be certified, and then works with Italo to actually get it on the web page.
Yep. Cool. Well, if it's not broken, let's not fix it. Anything else on certifications? Business, other business development activities. I don't know what that is.
The next one is development. John, I guess, Michael.
John, you know you want to do development.
Development.
What's that?
No highlights I can think of there right now to put forward. Let me maybe put that in writing.
No big highlights. The release train continues, right? I mean, it's
Well, that's a different topic. That's releases and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
Releases and blah blah blah. That's on track. And the only thing I think with 5.2.0 branch of we had quite pending patches still, something like more than 10. But beyond that, I think it was. It's moved right this quarter.
Sounds good to me. What else? License. Ha ha ha.
Michael.
yeah, sorry. No, it's been actually, you know, pretty tedious as normal. As usual. Recently we had this fonts guy who doesn't understand licensing. Bad Symbola license situation, so he won't give us a reasonable license or clarify that he owns the things at all that he's trying to ship. He just wants merchandise and it's free for any use, which is probably not good enough as far as I can see. I don't know if other people disagree, but I feel somewhat hesitant shipping stuff with no clear provenance and apparently no understanding of licensing either. So,
yeah, I can only second that concern.
So that's about it on licensing, I think. What's the next topic? It is releases, including schedules. Bjorn.
No, we had that, right? That was...
Oh, yes. We did that earlier, right? So I'll put that inside development, shall I? Yes, I mean, the release train continues to tick along, and Cloth seems to be getting releases out, right?
Yep.
Good.
Hi. The next one is Ivan from me and Bjorn. I have some feedback from Fisla in Brazil, and in particular there were some guys that was interested to be involved in the community. I have an email address, and I need to send something to the guy. There was a booth at the conference, and I saw some nice picture from the event, but I don't know any news from the attendee, in particular from the attendee. I know that Gustavo and Olivier were at the conference, but I need to talk with them. And if I'm not wrong, there was an event in Albania. I think that was a translation print. In general, I think that we need to keep in contact with the local community, and we need to create a stronger relationship between the foundation and the NLP project. But this is in my sensation, in my opinion. I don't know if the rest of the board.
We had Italo not attending or being thrown out of events in Italy, which, you know, is all good fun. Eh? So that's sort of an elastic string that we can attach him to. Anyway,
since we are talking about the last quarter, we also had an Hackfest in Ankara. We should.
Yes.
Okay.
We should have.
Can we put that in the development section, or do you want to put it here?
Let's put it here.
Yeah. Good.
We have a growing community in India, and if I'm not wrong, also in the Tokyo area. So we need to try a solution to attend some local events. How?
So the Hackfest in Ankara was unusually well attended. There were actually developers at it that we'd seen but not actually trained before, which was exciting and refreshing and that sort of thing, to see a room of 15 developers. Of course, the phrase mixed ability is... designed for this setting. But
Yes, I suppose we got some things done and actually some patches in, which is unusual for a Hackfest from people we'd not really interacted with. So, yeah, that was encouraging, really.
If you had that. Just one another addition, I already put it in the notes. For releases, we had the new package format, like Flatpak and Snap. But those, they are not yet provided by GDF, but might be something to put in now.
Definitely. Anything else on events at all from anyone?
Not from me.
Affiliation.
Affiliation.
Man who can do everything.
And nothing we haven't PR'd about yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick. Marketing, communication, and design. Andy.
So, design. I'll start with what I know. So there's a lot of ongoing work because of the Google Summer of Code, where many of the projects were actually design and UX related, and that keeps lots of people in the design team occupied in cooperation with their students that are doing the development there. So that is the biggest highlight. And about marketing, Marina, do you know?
From the marketing area, I can add that Mike is creating a series of videos, and I think that, as usual, we should have a track at the conference. The team is doing an interesting work in the area, but we need to improve again the work. I'm talking about, for example, Google AdWords, where Italo is working on the keyword. In particular, I think that now we need to focus also on the wiki, because there are a lot of interesting wiki pages that are unreachable and that you can find only when you try to search deeply with Google. So I think that we need to invest some time with the wiki.
On LinkedIn pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Anything else on marketing, communication, design?
Not for me.
Sorry.
I was just dubbing some videos when the call was starting. So.
Fair enough.
Just dubbing in Italian, obviously.
Torsten, assets and finance?
Oh, yes. There's lots of good news there. So the donation flow has been almost exclusively outstandingly great for the past 6 months. So when you look at the year over year, both the amounts and the counts, like the number of donations coming in, that's been between 18% and 68% above the respectively last year. So that's really quite extraordinarily good. On the asset front, there's work going on with Florian for stuff like investment, long-term investment planning, which is, as you can imagine, is a challenge in this day and age. then there's, in terms of Now's the time. It's very soon.
Now is the time. Yeah.
It can only go up.
I bet Bjorn has invested a fortune in them. No, look at that.
I'm just buying British silverware right now.
Yes. What arm shares or something, you know, as we export everything abroad. Yeah.
Yeah, arms for sale. I heard that as well.
Well, yeah, all sold. You know, 50 cents. As a shareholder, I'm happy, but you know, what can you do? Yeah. Anyhow.
Yes. And so for another assets, there's also, I think, there's work underway to in terms of trademarks. But it's all in a good way. No problems. Positive development. And many thanks. Norbert ain't here in this call, but I mean, pretty much everything I said about the donation numbers is due to him.
Cool. Well, that's all good news, isn't it? So we're still afloat. We're solvent, broadly, roughly, approximately. How much have we got in the bank now? Cash balances, Florian?
Let me get the up-to-date number. Just a second.
Jealous.
Yeah, indeed. about $1 million it is. So a bit more than $1 million at the moment, including all the fixed investment fixed interest rate account, business account, charity. So $1,069,801.18 as of today.
So 1069.
Yep.
Cool. We'll wait for that in a minute.
For marketing or for events would be the month of Lucrox that we had for the first time, and what I saw was quite well received. So,
sorry, Bjorn, I've lost the context. Can you say that again?
The month of LibreOffice that we did for marketing or event would be better to get people to contribute either to QA and stuff.
Okay. Minuted. There's one last topic, which is contracts, taxes, legal compliance, trademarks, and brands.
Yeah, I think I covered part of that already. Yeah, well, I think nothing terrible going on there. Lots of tedious work.
Well, good to me. Okay, anything else, Marina? Are you happy we've done our roll call of stuff?
I'm happy.
Good, that's what it's all about, you know? Excellent.
But we need to improve. Okay. The next topic is the discussion from Florian about the membership committee election.
Okay. Just basically two or three sentences on, I think it was Friday, the filing for the new Board of Trustees, the new members went out. The papers are at the moment being signed and then sent to Berlin. The new members are already on the list. So plan is to kick off the MC elections this week, and that means we should all reach out to those we think who are able to join to stand for the election, that we should reach out to them. I think the size of the MC was extended by, I think, two deputies or some such. And then from the day of the announcement, there is a 45-day period before the elections start. And basically, take-home message, reach out to everyone you think is skilled to sit in the MC. The plan is to kick off the elections then this week, now that the membership, the Board of Trustees has been filed.
Oak. Well, good to me. Thanks for handling it all, Lauren.
Yep.
And we have Gabriele, so I don't know if he was that something else?
No, I think it's everything is okay. I was going to ask if I should leave in order to let you discuss about this topic, but Florian preceded me, so.
And, no, it's all right, Gabriella. We've decided we should you know, get rid of you specifically, so that's all right. You know.
Okay.
We decided that beforehand, so. You know.
I completely agree.
No, I didn't
right.
Really need
no, it's
that.
It's okay to me.
Are you happy, Gabriella, with that plan in terms of the election and so on?
Yes, I think it's everything is fine, and the deadlines are correct, so I think it's everything is okay. And also I heard it was acquired and acknowledged the our records to increase the deputy's number, so it's everything is really okay, really fine. So thank you.
Cool. Awesome. Good work. Any more public item agenda thingies?
No.
Nope.
Okay, so I'll drop this line and dial in the private one. See you in a sec, guys.
Bye.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye, guys.